This is GIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller holds bilateral talks with Japanese counterpart. Senate passes bill to indemnify official activities of Portmore Municipal Council, and Maypen Fire Station gets a state-of-the-art fire truck. The details after this break.
Hey, Rose! You depend on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you and then you can help me.
Alright, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize we.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
Now for the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller met with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shinzo Abe, for bilateral talks in Trinidad and Tobago yesterday. The meeting took place within the context of the first Japan CARICOM summit, now being held in Port of Spain. 2014 has been designated by Japan and CARICOM as CARICOM Japan Friendship Year in recognition of the 20th anniversary of the first CARICOM Japan consultations. The summit falls within the context of CARICOM's decision to prioritize and deepen foreign policy coordination according to the 5-year strategic plan 2015-2019, recently approved at the 35th meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government in Antigua and Barbuda. Mrs. Simpson-Miller and her delegation returned to the island yesterday evening following her meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wicker McNeil is representing the government of Jamaica at the summit. A bill to validate and indemnify the official activities of the Portmore Municipal Council and Acting Mayor Leon Thomas was passed in the Senate on Friday. The Municipalities Validation and Amendment Act was piloted by Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding. Mr. Thomas has been acting in the post of mayor since the passing of George Lee in September 2013. Under existing legislation, he should not have acted in that position for more than 6 months. Mr. Golding says the bill ensures confidence in the legitimate continuity of local government at this level by specifying the process to be implemented where the mayor or deputy mayor of a municipality is not capable of carrying out his or her functions for reasons stated in the Municipalities Act.
In relation to this, the bill removes a long-standing area of uncertainty affecting decision-making in the council by conferring specific voting rights on a person who presides over a meeting of a municipality or any of its committees, as is the norm in relation to boards of corporate bodies of all types.
Passage of the legislation also removes the need for a by-election, thereby allowing Mr. Thomas to act as mayor until the next local government elections. The bill was tabled and passed in the House of Representatives July 15. The Maypen Fire Station in Clarendon has received a state-of-the-art fire truck designed to efficiently navigate the terrain of the parish. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Ascott says the purchase of new trucks is part of efforts to re-equip the Jamaica Fire Brigade. He says the procurement process has started for an additional 3 fire trucks, which should arrive next year.
This modern state-of-the-art fire unit is guaranteed to significantly enhance the capabilities of the Jamaica Fire Brigade. This unit is designed to specification, developed in Jamaica to suit local conditions. It has hydraulic ramps and generators. It is a four-wheel drive unit. It's capable of driving and pumping water at the same time.
Minister Ascott was speaking at the recent handing over ceremony at the Maypen Fire Station. The unit is among 3 recently acquired by the government at a cost of $133 million. And Jamaica Promotions Corporation JAMPRO's regional office in Montego Bay, St. James, has been relocated from the town center to the Montego Bay Convention Center in Rose Hall. Addressing the recent opening of the new site, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the new location will strengthen the image of the organization. He adds that it will also boost JAMPRO's ability to better accommodate global investors as Jamaica moves forward to a logistics-centered economy. Minister Hilton says the mission of JAMPRO is to be a catalyst for wealth creation through trade and investment, leading to an enhanced quality of life for all Jamaicans. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.